Nonlinear time series modeling and regime shifts in Bitcoin returns SS 1.1 star based investigation. CMA, DR, Jilan Basha.V. Dean and Professor of Commerce. Vijayanagara Sri Krishnadevaraya University. Bellary. Abstract. This study aimed to examine the nonlinear behavior and regime switching dynamics in Bitcoin SS 2.1 returns using a smooth transition autoregressive STAR model. The analysis was conducted on daily Bitcoin data from 2020 to 2025. Descriptive statistics revealed high volatility, extreme kurtosis, and negative skewness, indicating non-normal and heavy-tailed return distributions. To assess the suitability of nonlinear modeling, various diagnostic tests were applied. While the RESET and BDS tests did not indicate strong evidence of nonlinearity, the Teres-Verton neural network test confirmed significant nonlinear structure, supporting the use of a STAR model. The STAR model was estimated with two lags and a logistic transition function. Results showed a sharp regime switch around a threshold return of 3.3%, with significant autoregressive behavior in the low return regime. Model fit indicators, including a lower AIC compared to the linear AR model, confirmed improved performance. However, residual diagnostics using the Boxelgeng test suggested some autocorrelation, indicating the possible need for volatility modeling. Forecasting over a 10-day horizon showed a transition from fluctuating returns to a stable upward trend. The findings highlight the asymmetric behavior of Bitcoin returns across regimes and support the application of nonlinear models in cryptocurrency forecasting. Practically, the results offer insights for short-term trading strategies and risk management. The study contributes originality by integrating STAR modeling with volatility tests for Bitcoin, providing a comprehensive nonlinear framework for digital asset analysis. Introduction. The explosive growth of cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin, has revolutionized global financial markets and attracted significant attention from investors, researchers, and policymakers. Bitcoin's decentralized nature, extreme volatility, and susceptibility to speculative behavior distinguish it from traditional financial assets and pose unique challenges for modeling and forecasting its price movements. As the adoption of digital assets expands across institutional and retail investors, understanding the underlying structure of Bitcoin returns becomes increasingly critical for informed decision-making and risk management. Despite extensive research on linear time series models in financial forecasting, several empirical studies have shown that cryptocurrency returns exhibit nonlinear behavior, regime shifts, and volatility clustering characteristics that conventional models often fail to capture. While models such as ERIMA and GARCH have been widely applied, they are limited in their ability to model asymmetric dynamics and smooth transitions between different market states. This study addresses this gap by applying a smooth transition autoregressive STAR model to examine the nonlinear structure of Bitcoin returns. Unlike threshold models with abrupt shifts, the STAR model accommodates gradual regime changes and captures asymmetric return behavior more effectively. The uniqueness of this research lies in its comprehensive approach, combining descriptive analysis, linearity testing, and nonlinear modeling to uncover the structural dynamics of Bitcoin returns over a recent period, 2020 to 2025. Several recent studies have attempted to model cryptocurrency behavior using advanced econometric and machine learning techniques. However, few have explicitly focused on smooth transition models such as STAR in the context of Bitcoin returns. This study extends existing literature by validating model choice through formal nonlinearity tests, example Terras-Verda test, and comparing the STAR model with its linear counterparts using AIC and residual diagnostics. Given the current trend of growing institutional interest in cryptocurrencies SS 3.1, this research is timely and relevant. It provides valuable insights into the predictive structure of Bitcoin returns and supports the use of nonlinear frameworks for forecasting and risk analysis in volatile digital markets. Literature review. The Financial Times series literature has increasingly focused on nonlinear modeling techniques to better capture the complex behavior of asset returns. Hamilton, 1989, introduced the Markov switching model to explain regime shifts in macroeconomic indicators, laying the foundation for nonlinear modeling. Terras-Verda, 1994, formalized the smooth transition autoregressive, STAR, model to detect gradual transitions between regimes in time series data. Tse, 1989, demonstrated the importance of testing for nonlinearity using threshold models and emphasized the limitations of linear ERIMA models in financial series. Following this, Granger and Terras-Verda, 1993, provided a detailed framework for modeling economic time series using nonlinear autoregressive models, including STAR and TAR variants. In the context of financial markets, Franzas and Van Dijk, 2000, showed that STAR models outperform linear models when returns exhibit asymmetries and regime changes. Lux, 1998, also argued that nonlinearities are prevalent in speculative markets, supporting the need for regime switching models in return forecasting. More recent studies have applied these models to cryptocurrencies. Chu et al., 2017, used Garch-type models to capture Bitcoin's volatility, finding strong evidence of heteroscedasticity. Bure et al., 2019, confirmed nonlinear dependencies in cryptocurrency returns using chaos and complexity measures. Philip, Chen, and Pires, 2018, found that Bitcoin exhibits both heavy tails and time-varying volatility, necessitating more flexible models. Caporal, Gililana, and Plastun, 2018, explored long memory and structural breaks in crypto markets, suggesting regime-based models. Balsler et al., 2017, used non-parametric methods and confirmed that Bitcoin returns are affected by investor sentiment and regime switching. Kachimpa, 2017, compared AR Garch models and found Garch variants useful for modeling Bitcoin volatility, though nonlinear models were underutilized. Christian Poller and Manutolo, 2018, applied machine learning and nonlinear models to forecast Bitcoin returns, showing better performance than linear alternatives. Shahzad et al., 2021, investigated asymmetric spillovers and nonlinear dependence in the crypto equity space, further highlighting the relevance of regime-based models. Overall, while numerous studies have addressed Bitcoin's volatility and structural complexity, few have specifically employed STAR models. This study builds on these gaps by combining formal nonlinearity testing and STAR modeling to better understand the asymmetric return behavior of Bitcoin. Research gap. While previous studies have widely applied GARCH-type models and machine learning techniques to analyze cryptocurrency volatility, limited attention has been given to smooth transition models such as STAR. Few studies have explicitly tested for nonlinearity before model selection, and even fewer have applied STAR models to Bitcoin returns with formal justification. This study fills that gap by combining nonlinearity testing and STAR modeling to capture asymmetric regime switching behavior in Bitcoin returns. Research methodology. This study is quantitative and exploratory in nature, aimed at analyzing the nonlinear dynamics of Bitcoin returns through advanced time series modeling. The design adopts a time series analytical approach, utilizing historical price data of Bitcoin collected from Yahoo Finance using the QuantMod package in R. Daily adjusted closing prices of Bitcoin, BTCUSD, were collected for the period from January 1, 2020, to March 30, 2025. The log returns were calculated to ensure stationarity and remove scale issues. The data was selected using purposive sampling, focusing on a high volatility, high adoption period to better capture nonlinear behavior in returns. The Terasverten neural network test, reset test, and BDS test were applied to detect the presence of nonlinearity in the mean structure of the return series. Based on the test outcomes, the smooth transition autoregressive STAR model was selected and estimated using the TS-Dyn package in R, which allows for flexible nonlinear modeling. The model was compared against a linear AR model using AIC, and its residuals were assessed using the Boxlejing test. Short-term forecasting was conducted, and performance was evaluated using RMSE and MAPE. The use of R software was justified due to its powerful time series packages, QuantMod, TS-Dyn, T-Series, Forecast, and E1071, and reproducibility in academic research. Confidence intervals for forecasts were manually derived from STAR residual variance. Hypotheses of the study. H. There is no significant nonlinearity in Bitcoin return dynamics. H. Bitcoin return dynamics exhibit significant nonlinearity. H2. The STAR model does not outperform the linear AR model in modeling Bitcoin returns. H2. The STAR model provides a significantly better fit than the linear AR model. The analysis began with descriptive statistics of Bitcoin returns over the 2020 to 2025 period. As summarized in Table 1 and shown in Figure 1, the return series was centered around zero but showed substantial volatility, SD equals 0.03, high kurtosis, 21.14, and negative skewness, 1.36. These features suggest that Bitcoin returns are non-normally distributed, heavy-tailed, and subject to large downside movements, supporting the case for nonlinear and volatility-based modeling. Figure 1 depicting Bitcoin log returns were fluctuated around zero. Presence of large spikes indicates volatility clustering. Extreme negative spikes show downside risk. Returns are non-constant, supporting nonlinear and volatility models. To determine model suitability, various nonlinearity tests were conducted, Table 2. The reset test yielded no significant evidence of nonlinearity, p equals 0.1901, while the BDS test also failed to reject linearity in dimensions 2 and 3. However, the Terasverten neural network test produced a significant result, p equals 0.0128, indicating nonlinearity in the conditional mean and justifying the application of a star model. McCloudley test, not shown, was run to examine volatility clustering, commonly modeled via Garch. Final star model equation, let G, YT, equals 1 plus EXP, 13.69, YT plus 0.03285, 1. YT equals 0.03250.3213 YT 1 0.1848 YT 2, plus 0.0545 plus 0.2185 YT 1 plus 0.3627 YT 2, 0.03250.3213 YT 1 0.1848 YT 2, G, YT, plus epsilon T. The star model, summarized in Table 3, detected a regime switch at a return threshold of 0.03285, 3.3%. The model showed that the AR, 1, term was statistically significant only in the low return regime, equals 0.32, p equals 0.015, indicating short-term memory during downturns. In contrast, AR terms in the high return regime were not significant, implying randomness during positive market conditions. A high smoothness parameter, gamma equals 13.69, suggested a sharp but continuous regime transition. Residual analysis further confirmed model performance. The Boxlejing test results, Table 5, showed a p-value of 0.01506, revealing statistically significant autocorrelation in the residuals. This implies that the star model, while effective in capturing mean dynamics and structural asymmetries, may not fully model volatility. This finding supports the potential benefit of extending the analysis with volatility models such as Garch. The 10 step ahead forecasts are presented in Table 6 and visually represented in Figure 10. The model predicted a transition from fluctuating behavior to a stable, upward trend starting from March 31, 2025. This shift signals a regime change and aligns with star model assumptions. However, as Figure 11 and the high MAPE value, 138.2%, indicate, the forecasts may lack precision, especially in a high volatility asset like Bitcoin. Figure 10 suggesting forecast plot showed Bitcoin returns transitioning to a stable upward trend. Figure 11 underlining residuals displayed autocorrelation, indicating model limitations and the need for volatility adjustments, example Garch. Conclusions. This study investigated the presence of nonlinearity and regime switching behavior in Bitcoin returns using a smooth transition autoregressive, STAR, model. The analysis was based on daily data from 2020 to 2025, during which the descriptive statistics revealed typical characteristics of financial time series, high volatility, negative skewness, and leptokurtosis. These patterns suggested that linear models might be inadequate to fully capture the dynamics of Bitcoin returns. Nonlinearity tests, particularly the Terras-Verten neural network test, confirmed the existence of smooth transitions in the mean structure of returns, justifying the use of a star model. The estimated star model identified a sharp regime switch around a threshold return of 3.3%, with significant autoregressive behavior in the low return regime and no significant structure in the high return regime. This asymmetric behavior underscored the regime-dependent nature of Bitcoin price movements. Model comparison using AIC demonstrated that the STAR model provided a better fit than a traditional linear AR model. However, the residual analysis indicated the presence of autocorrelation, suggesting that the model could be further improved by incorporating volatility models such as GARCH. Forecasting results showed a shift from fluctuating returns to a stable upward trend, but a high MAPE indicated limitations in predictive precision. Overall, the findings confirmed that Bitcoin returns are best modeled using nonlinear, regime switching frameworks. While the STAR model is effective for capturing structural behavior and regime changes, it should be complemented with volatility modeling for more robust forecasting. These insights are particularly relevant for investors, analysts, and policymakers seeking to understand and respond to the complex dynamics of cryptocurrency markets. Limitations and further research. This study was limited to daily Bitcoin data and focused solely on the mean dynamics using the STAR model. The model did not account for time-varying volatility, and the high MAPE in forecasting indicated limited predictive accuracy. Additionally, other cryptocurrencies and external macrofinancial factors were not considered. Future research can explore hybrid models like StarGARCH to capture both mean and volatility dynamics. Comparative studies across multiple cryptocurrencies and inclusion of macroeconomic or sentiment variables may further enhance model robustness and forecasting power.